Everything is progressing as we anticipated and planned throughout the day.
That's Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson, who says the fire is contained at the Chemtool plant, which is a 230,000 square foot facility. Hot spots are expected to occur while the air and the water monitoring is taking place at the same time. 30 air monitors have been set up throughout the area, and other than an elevated cyanide reading at the edge of the property, everything else looks pretty good, according to the Illinois and the U.S. EPA. A private company has been hired to help area residents and businesses clean up their properties from any toxic particulates that may have landed. Chemtool is the nation's largest industrial grease producer. There were 70 employees inside at the time. Incredibly, nobody was hurt. They had enough time to get out before the first explosion. The material inside the plant has been burning off at a rate of 500,000 gallons an hour. So keeping an eye on the Rock River, where people get some of their drinking water around here, is a top priority as well. 80 different fire departments have joined in this effort, including a specialized crew from Louisiana.
This is their forte. So this is what they do. They fight industrial fires. They fight refinery fires. We felt that this was a perfect fit for them, just due to the fact that they have larger capacity, water capacity pumps. They have larger delivery methods with the nozzles that they use, and they can deliver and pack a punch. We're talking 600 gallons a minute that's flowed out of these nozzles.
So a couple of additional points here. The people who have been evacuated, it's not a large group, but those who did not have someone to stay with in the area, they're going to have to stay out of their homes for at least another 24 hours. And the Illinois Attorney General has started an investigation, which will likely mean that Chemtool will be facing some big-time fines. So live in Rockton, Illinois, for News Nation, I'm Patrick Elwood. Rob and Marnie, back to you.